Ever since the death of George Floyd in May and the ensuing riots and protests and the Minneapolis City Council pledging to defund the police department or change it entirely, there's been a running battle over public safety issues between Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey and the City Council. And recently, the City Council has voted not to include millions of dollars in a proposed budget from Mayor Frey for the year 2021. Mayor Frey wishes to have enough money to fully fund the police department and many other public safety programs, including things like mounted patrol, community service officers, and having two extra recruit classes for the Minneapolis Police Department. The City Council has disagreed with that. So what can happen from here? Well, one of two things. The mayor can simply agree with the council and sign off on it, and I doubt that's going to happen, or the mayor could veto what the City Council has done. Many people don't realize that the mayor of Minneapolis has veto power, just like a governor or a president. And the mayor can say, I'm not accepting what the council has done, and veto it. In which case, it would go back to the city council, and in order to override the veto, the city council would have to have two-thirds of their body vote for overriding it. That means that there are 13 members on the city council, so 9 members would have to vote to override the veto. Now, if the veto is overridden, well, the council wins and their budget goes in place. But if the veto is sustained, meaning that Mayor Frey wins, then there would be no budget for 2021. Rather, we'd continue with the 2020 budget, and Mayor Frey would be in a very strong position to negotiate further with the council for what he wants. So regardless of what happens, it's going to be very interesting over the next basically week or two to see who wins in the budget battle.